This is a Patreon exclusive. To hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/officialTRPE. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Let me see the.
Now I'm just saying, mama side, and for the limit. I don't know the words.
I thought you were saying, mama say, mama side, mama side.
Oh. We are back to 272 people on Patreon, but it's some new people. So all you assholes who got deleted, Rumble me. Rumbles are scheduled for post Ramadan.
Yeah, delete people and not tell you if they was on some bullshit with
I told
the car. Because I want to know who, you know what I'm saying?
I want the IP address. Yeah. Pull it up.
Yeah. Like that show with Danny Garcia. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that 2021 I didn't get last month? Everything all right? What the fuck is going on? This is OT number 13, the realest podcast ever, realest Patreon ever. This is Chadwin.
I am Matthew.
We have a special guest in the building. You know him. You love him. The man behind the camera, my best friend, Big Daniel.
We got Big Daniel in the building.
I'm here.
He's here. We got to get to the bottom of some things today. We ain't got a long time. Got another show coming in right after us.
Yeah.
We got to talk about what is the greatest and most effective gas station dick pills of all time.
Well, the gas station pills are junk.
Okay, well, starters. The sex pill could be prescription, could be from a nigga in the alley, round table. We got to get to the bottom of this shit for once and for all.
You know they have pills for women, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I bought them by mistake. I got the whole case.
He called me, he said, I just got the Cameron Jones, you know what I'm saying? I said, oh, you got the pink horsepower? He said, oh, shit, I got the wrong shit.
I done seen pink Cameron. Just pink Cameron.
Like, he said, I got the pink pussy cast. I said, oh, those are the women Jones. Keep them, but go back and get the Cameron shit, too.
Yes, I have a case of those. Okay.
Yeah, so they around, you know what I'm saying?
They around.
DM Big Dan. at Dunn being big, they around.
They around.
So in the words of my man Bubonic, he said
the funniest shit is the day at the gym, the girl was talking to me, she was like, yo, I listen to your podcast and it's so inspirational, it's so enlightening, and I learned so much. Then I come on Patreon and it's like, what the fuck? I'm like, dog.
It's two sides to the coin, yeah. Baby girl. So in the words of my man Bubonic, Philly legend, Philly most wanted, you have guaranteed shit that work, and then you have shit that might work or might don't work. The gas station Jones might work or they might not work. It depends on the temperature outside, the briskness, what you drank with the shit. Like, all of that has an effect on if it works or not. Then you have shit like Viagra, Cialis, and these CBD Jones that work. They are Colt 45. They work every time. Yo. Fuck a bitch through a wall, bitch, like off of them Jones. And his theory, he basically threw it out there. He was in the living room at his house in Hollywood Hills. He's like, yeah, y'all be juicing? I'm like fresh juices, like juice bar? He's like, no,
like
nigga.
Celery?
Like, y'all be juicing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you take a little pill or something to fuck a bitch. I'm like, what? Like, I guess he said, no, they might work, they might don't work. You got to take some guaranteed smoke. He said, and the reason why, he said, my joint worked perfectly fine. He said, but you know, a nigga fuck around and fuck your bitch on a pill, you lose your bitch. Like, he's like, I know niggas that it happened to. Like, you know, a nigga give your girl some Cialis smoke, that shit work 36 hours. He fucked the bitch to death. Now you don't got no bitch no more. He says, so, you know, I gotta pop a pill every now and again to make sure that I'm giving out the fucking bitch to death smoke.
It's an evil world we live in.
Right. Yeah. So he gotta preemptively jump
do some evil shit.
juicing like Jose Canseco in order to prevent loss down the line.
My homie calls it powering up. He's like, yeah, you know, last night I fucked the bitch. You know I was powered up. Like, you know, like it's a power up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I call it power pellets.
Yeah. The gas station Jones, I've taken like three of them.
Yeah.
The headache shit is like, that's the joint. You don't be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? But I took a kangaroo. Didn't like that.
Kangaroos are junk.
Yeah.
Let's just throw that out there. Kangaroos
when they first came out,
they was good.
They was great. I don't know what happened.
Okay, yeah, decade was this?
This was a decade.
This was about a decade. It's not the same formula. Yeah. My man, that's the party master. He is the Rue Meister. Like, he had a Rue distribution network.
I just realized what you said. The Rue Meister.
He's the Rue Meister. This nigga had a distribution network of kangaroo locations where he knew, oh, no, you can't get the kangaroo from over there. You got to go up Broad and Lindley, up Fifth and Lindley, and get the kangaroo from the Chinese herbal spot and ask for the lady, May Sue. She got the good Jones in the back. Don't let her sell you the Jones up front. Get the Jones out the back.
The boy had a pickup truck behind the hospital on Broad and Alany.
This is just mischievous. You got to go through all of this.
He just selling bootleg ties. Remember they were selling the bootleg 5-gallon drums of Tide? Yeah, the kangaroos, but that's when they
were. Nigga hit me the other day, said he was selling Tide. He was like, it was five gallon
drum.
The Tide is literally in like a
the blue drum.
What's it called when you do the wall? Like drywall. Like it's in like one of them
drums. In a cult drum.
They brought them back.
I'm like, I had this shit for 7 years.
I'm like, I don't know if that's if that's actual detergent in that joke. But the thing with the gas station pills is like there are 50 of them. So how the fuck could you possibly know what you know what I'm saying?
You're just trying shit at that point.
So what the lady told me and Lee went in the sex store, and the lady was saying how those pills that you see, because it's all these different shits. It's like a snake on one, then it's an elephant on another.
My favorite is the rhino.
Yeah, I was about to say it's a rhinoceros knocking over a fucking cop car.
Rhino 64 million.
Yeah.
That shit, it's 64 million. It gotta work. Shit don't work.
No, the swags. Yeah. Sex with a grudge.
Sex with a grudge. Take one to love her, two to kill her. Real shit. You see these pills? You don't know what that is. So it's 50 of them. So I was like, you don't know what the fuck to do. So the lady was telling me how basically, It was so funny. We went into the sex store on Walnut Street. I forgot what it's called, but you walk down some steps like a basement joint. Yeah. But it's like
Wonderland. Is it still called Wonderland?
I don't know what it's called.
That's what it used to be back in the day.
It's right on like 19th and Walnut.
Yeah, you gotta go down 20th, the steps. Sell like the drug paraphernalia in there, too.
I guess then. I'm not on drugs. I guess.
Well, if you need some bags.
They got some jokes. All purpose.
I have no clue. But anyway, we walked in there and she wanted some specific toy shit. So the girl like took her to the back. She's like, oh no, we got something in the back. Let me show you. So the boy who was up front, he was like, what's the proper term? Homosexual. You know what I'm saying? So he started talking to me like, are you interested in anything? I'm like, oh no, I'm just, you know, waiting for her.
Passing the time.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm just here. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, have you ever thought about a cock ring? And I'm like, bro, I said I'm not interested in anything. I'm just standing here. So he's like, oh, you should really try one, you know, because they'll help you out with, you know, busting a nut. You'll be able to hold it and da 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 da. And he pulled out like a dildo and like started showing me how to put a cock. Oh, I just put the cock ring in my bag, man. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So then they have like a wall with the pills. So now the girl and her come back up, and I'm, you know, that shit catches your eye because you just like. Dick hard for 72 hours. Yeah, okay, so that's good.
It's just a whole weekend.
Shit, I got Saturday off. I'm on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like, you start thinking about this shit. So the girl was like, the thing with these pills is a lot of them aren't federally regulated. So whereas like how you talked the other day about, I guess that was the prelude to where we are today, our last Patreon, where you talked about the ingredient in the pill. What is it called?
Oh, sildenafil.
Sildenafil. It's not a regulated. It's like they put. Almost like how we just talked about Philly chefs and put a little crab meat on top of everything. Right. It's like they don't weigh out the crab meat. They don't weigh out the sildenafil. So it's like you don't know how much of it is in there or isn't
in
there.
You might get a smattering, or you might get some dust.
So another thing that an actual person who worked in the medical field told me, never break up a pill.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that?
No, because we be breaking up pills.
I break up my sildenafil.
Have you ever heard that?
I turned 100 into a 330.
Yeah, don't do that.
What the heck?
If anybody heard that, just disregard that. But she was saying how the pill, you know, they get made up. They're created.
Yeah.
So it's like the pill, it legitimately could be like all the sildenafil and the Viagra is on the left side of the pill.
Right.
In that specific pill. But you wouldn't know that.
Because you took the right side of the
pill. You take the whole pill.
Yeah.
But it's like if you break a pill up, you'll get too much of this on that side or too much of that. It just could happen like that. So she was like, this is why you'll take half a pill and get like no effects, or you could take a half a pill and get the full effect of something. So don't take half pills. That's okay. What you're telling. Which makes total
that
sense.
That makes total sense.
Right.
In theory. So I'm going to stop breaking my ibuprofen 800s in half.
Yeah, niggas break the ibuprofen. Yeah, it's 400 hit. It's 400 right now. And it's
like, I always break my
this isn't it's not a hoagie, nigga. It's. This is medicine.
My 100 Viagra's always break in half.
Yeah.
And always.
Always make out.
Always make out. I've been lucky.
What are. We'll get into that. But anyway, the lady was telling me in the tech store that these pills aren't regulated the right way.
Of course not.
So you could get like.
I can get a hookah here. Of course it's not regulated.
Right. Yeah. They can get back. Of course. This shit isn't right now. Regulated. So the boy, the gay boy, he was like, yeah, with the pills, he was like, you know, these ones right here at the bottom, they're cool. You know, you take them, you'll be cool. You know, it basically helps you out with like recovery. I'm like, okay. He was like, the next row is like, they help out with recovery and then they kind of heighten your, you know, your sexual libido, whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. Like, it heightens your shit. He was like, now that top row, he's like, that diamond, the diamond 100,000, let me tell you that. He was like, he's like, I took that and he's like, I'm not gonna lie, I was sucking dick the whole weekend. And I'm like, well, I don't need that pill.
I was like, give me
the one that's gonna give me some pussy and go to sleep. I don't want
none
that
of the
pill.
Diamond series.
Yeah. The diamonds are perfect. I stopped using the diamond emoji for like 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah. I don't need that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want no diamonds on my jewelry. Yeah. Shit.
Plain
like,
Jane.
Plain Jane. Everything, nigga. You took it too far.
Players Club, when I'm cutting that shit off. Like, yeah, no.
This is a Patreon exclusive. To hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/officialTRPE.